Peace and blessings, everybody. Cypher Supreme Ra in the building with I Asset. Oh boy, my tongue.
Acid Earth.
I'm not acid. I said Earth Ramat. Oh man, I had too much of that good cucumber and mint Rotel botanical drink.
Why no Cypher? Just kidding.
Hey, call me what you want. They said Noah was a drunk man, but he warned the world about a flood. Nobody listened, but guess what happened? Anywho, we're going to talk about something that's kind of an issue. I don't know why this is an issue, but we'll see how much of an issue it will continue to be. We're going to talk about English language of words,
spells
and the English language. We're going to also talk about is it okay to say the N-word if you're white? We're going to start with why is it not okay? And we're going to actually talk about the whole aspect of some of these words. Which one shall we start with? We're going to start with cracker, hunky, nigga.
We'll start with nigga.
All right, let's start with nigga.
So before I like to state, if you sensitive, don't even fucking listen to this. And viewer discretion is advised because y'all be all sensitive in your fucking feelings. And I'm sick of that bullshit.
Yeah, viewer discretion is advised. And in no way, shape, or form, this is hate speech or anything of that nature. We're just going to talk about some real stuff. We're going to get to the heart and soul of what is going on with these words. Alright, I'm going to step out there and go ahead and do this episode because I feel like it may be needed.
Yes.
Alright, you said nigga or nigger. Well, we're going to start with the nigga. It's going to translate into nigger. And it's going to translate into...
Negro?
Well, yeah, we can go into negro and we can go into all the other words. Now, I want to talk about why these words are not even... These words are race specific, but they are not meant to be hate specific originally. They became that here in the United States. Now, nigga comes from the word nigger. Nigger or Niger.
Niger, yep.
Now, that word originally is not meant to be a derogatory word. That word is actually meant to address black kings from the Niger River, which will lead to kings from Nigeria and other African places
continent.
not other African continents, but other countries in Africa. You feel me?
Right.
So that word came when black folk came from the place, the ones that were actually imported, because the amount of people they said that was imported to Africa is totally false. There was not millions of slaves taken on a ship. There were not millions put on there. There were not even 388,000 that made it. I don't even believe it was 100-some thousand that made it. But there were some Africans who already had traveled here that went by that particular term. Now, those particular kings and queens were called niggas or niggers because white people did not know how to enunciate that word properly. They did not know their names, and plus their names were too much to try to pronounce. So they'd just say, hey, nigga, you nigger, come here, nigger. That's where I come from.
So that means they're stupid, ignorant motherfuckers who don't know how to speak.
Right. And then they planted that word saying that now for some reason they'll say a nigga means that you ignorant. That's totally false. You're ignorant for saying that word. And that's why it got derogatory, because the white slave owners and white people in general were starting to call black people and just call them that after they were given names of the slave master. Even after that, they still continued to call and refer to black people as that name, that word. We're not going to say that word over and over and over again, but that's why, that's where that come from. Right?
Right.
All right. Now, cracker.
Ooh.
That's not race specific.
No, because if I was a slave and you told me to beat you up with the whip.
Yep. You would do it. Sound. If that was your job to crack that whip, you could be a black face, a black man, and you'd be cracking that whip. The term cracker comes from the whip cracker. Most crackers was black people.
Yeah.
And a lot of crackers was white people as well. Just like when you see in Roots, they kept asking, trying to tell Kunta Kinte, your name was Toby, who was cracking that whip. It was a white man, then you will see they command certain black people to crack that whip as well. Hunky. Hunky is race specific.
We know we're talking about a European.
Mm-hmm. The word hunky, but it's not specific for all white people, though. A lot of people say all white people are hunkies. Not necessarily.
Because just because you look European don't make you European.
Yeah, that too. But hunky comes from the white men who will, after slavery, who will pull up to the black women to come outside. Gotcha. You know, they'll blow their horns. This is other in modern times.
Mm-hmm.
They'll honk their horns so they can buy, you know, some sex from the black women. And they would be called hunky. They would refer to, here come this hunky. You know what I'm saying? I got a hunky coming. They get, because they was hunking their horns. Right. So that's where hunky come from. Peckerwood, I'm not too sure about. You know about the Peckerwoods?
So my understanding of the word Peckerwood was that you were considered a Peckerwood if your parents taught you how to be racist and you were the descendants of racist people who continue to have that same attitude as their grandparents and your parents.
And they refer to themselves as woods. Like you'll see, like if you ever locked up in prison, you got separate groups. You got the groups called woods. They are usually skinheads or members of the Ku Klux Klan. So those are racist people. Now that's a reference and a disrespectful term towards all white people that are even not racist. If you call a non-racist or whatever the case may be, a white person just because they're from European descent, you'll call them a peckerwood. Shut up, peckerwood, you peck. Peck, 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 peckerwood. Right?
Yes.
I had a very, very good, interesting discussion also on another social media app where we had talked about saying Grand Rising opposed to Good Morning.
No one died.
It didn't make sure. Right. But see, the lady I was talking to, she didn't understand that because she wanted to make it make sense because the guy did not explain it to her the right way because he was saying that it was a European term.
What the heck? Heck no. I would never tell a European Grand Rising. I'll tell that. No.
Good Morning was a European term.
Yeah.
When to her, like, okay, morning and morning are spelled are different. You know, you got the morning where it's MOURING and the MOR, you know,
ING.
ING, morning, like wake up in the morning, morning. But she wanted better specifics, but when you speak it out in the English language, it's still a spellbinding word meaning celebrating death. Well, not necessarily celebrating death, but it means that you're having a good morning. Right?
Let's see how I greet people is different.
Mm-hmm. And Grand Rising, you know, she likes that term, but she wasn't sure why the man said why he told her why he did not say Grand Rising. But he didn't say it, articulated to her in the right form.
To where she can understand.
Because when you speak it, when you say morning and morning, it sounds the same when you yes. speak it out. So it's really like a spellbinding word. And you have to really watch some of the things you say in the language. That's why I always kind of tell people. I only tell people that I really, you know, associate with or care about a little bit. Like, hey, you got to watch what you say when you use it in those terms or you say it in that particular fashion. Because I don't know if you realize when you speak certain words and stuff like that.
Right, because if I'm leaving out, I'm going to say see you later and not goodbye. That means I ain't coming back.
Right. And it's like believing into belief. It's kind of like stuff like that Dick Gregory talked about with the word hope. Hope is like a cuss word. A lot of people don't think that's a curse word. Hope is a bad word. They're like, why? Because hope is a word, is a commanding word. You know how Dick Gregory explained it? He would say, like, I hope I can make it to France and I can go on vacation.
Instead of saying I'm going to make it.
And when the interviewer was telling him that, he kind of snapped off on him. He was like, look, nigga, hope you pay your rent. Hope you pay your gas bill. Hope you pay your light bill. But when you tell yourself you hope something doesn't happen. He talked about how he was first diagnosed with cancer. And he told his son not to show his wife, his mother, the paperwork because until after, till later, because he wasn't accepting that. He wouldn't say, hope I get better. He commanded it and demanded that he would get better.
I am healthy because I am is a powerful way.
I'm not going to die. I'm not going anywhere. And he lived many, many years later.
God bless the dead.
And hope is commanding your cells. See, you got a whole bunch of cells in your body. And when you say hope, you are telling your cells that once you say you hope you do or you doubt or you have anything that you won't do, or like you say, oh, I hope I do this if the Lord let me live to see or something like that. You just told all them cells in your body that will see to you not getting to that goal. You tell yourself and you command yourself within here, within yourself, that, hey, I am going to go to France or I'm going to go to New York. I'm going to go to Vegas. I'm going to be successful. You have to affirm that
I am successful
with all your heart and soul.
Because it goes down to the chakras and the seven chakras and the energy in your aura. All that stuff plays into it.
Facts. Facts. And, you know, that some words are good and some words are bad. You know, that you may not even think that are bad.
Because even, what's his name? Khalid Muhammad was saying certain words, like when you say them, like it's not good. Like, damn.
Now let's go back to the N-word again. Is it okay for Asians, Mexicans, and Europeans, Caucasians, white people, however you want to say it, is it okay for them to use the N-word? They have been using the N-word for quite some time.
Europeans, I would say no, because you can never be a black king unless you're half black and half white. And
even if you say you got nigga friends or however you want to say it.
Nope. And then Asians.
Nigga family, nigga wife, nigga husband.
That's disrespectful. But even Asians, you'd have to be a melanated Asian and be like, what's up, my nigga? Because then you're confirming you're a black king. But if you look like them pasty white ones, hell no. Mm-hmm. And even for Hispanics, you'd have to be like an Afro-Latina or Afro-Latino to say nigga. Other than that, if you look like them, most of them pasty motherfuckers I work with, I will slap the dog shit out of you when work and walk away.
Is it worth fighting somebody and beating them up? Do you think that would help anything if we go around beating up everybody who say the word nigga?
I don't know, but I know if it was a group of us who did it, and they would think the next time they said that shit, like, I got my ass whooped.
It's been going on a lot. There's been a lot of ass whoopings kicked out for people using that N-word. Now, you got people who say the ER one, which they say is the negative word, but it's cool to say the N-I-G-G-A, which Tupac said that means never ignorant, getting goals accomplished. Mm-hmm. You know, he made that good, too. As far as that was a good terminology, and he used those acronyms. Nigga. Also, thug. He had a thug acronym as well.
The hate you gave,
yeah. And,
well, then, if people that don't look like us want to say that, then I should be able to call them a racist name and they shouldn't sweat it then.
Yeah, if you call them a wetback, if a Mexican say, nigga, say, what's up, my wetback?
Or hey, Beaner, what are you doing?
Hey, Beaner. Or
you shouldn't get mad. Why? You just disrespected
hey,
me.
Hey, Spick, or
whatever, yeah.
You know, you know, that's a term of disrespect. Or if you call an Irish person, what they say? I just learned that like not long ago when the Irish person actually told me it's disrespectful for saying St. Patty's instead of St. Patrick.
I don't even give a fuck about that shit because that ain't my culture any
goddamn way. I'm just saying, it's considered to be a sign of disrespect, but you may not know.
I'm going to put that on them nose, good.
And so why do you feel like nowadays, maybe because it was just a trending thing and everybody said it and we made it cool to say that word. Why do you think you hear a lot of Mexicans and Asians and Caucasians, or Latinos, Asians, and Caucasians use that word?
Because they hear it in the rap songs and they think because mm-hmm. they embrace our culture is cool, but you ain't mm-hmm. with the struggle. Because yeah. I know for a fact, certain people that I grew up with that are white, if you be like, well, some of my nigga, you finna get your ass beat.
Okay, pretend I'm white. Like, y'all call each other niggas. Y'all say nigga all the time. Y'all say niggas in y'all rap. Y'all say niggas on the movies. Yeah, how come I can't say that word?
Because you're not a black king. You're a white boy. Yeah, you ain't got no.
So you shouldn't refer yourself. But no, why he can't call you nigga when he refer to you, though? He not a black king, but he's saying nigga.
Well, my thing is this. I feel...
He acknowledges you as a nigga.
When most of them say certain things, I take it as a sign of disrespect because I don't put it past none of them motherfuckers. And I've really been getting
it. But no, what if you say nigga? He don't say nigger. You shouldn't say nigga either.
Nope.
No.
Because I know temperamental people I know will beat the shit out of him.
Period. Yeah, it's black people and a lot of black people in their presence. You know, out of respect, I wouldn't even use that word. If an elder told me, say, hey, I don't like that word. I don't want you to use that word around me. I would not use that word around that particular person.
All right.
But some white people get upset because you tell them that out of respect. If that person respects you and they don't like you to use that word, then why not stop? Instead of trying to tell somebody about what your people went through and what you struggle, is that a deflection tactic?
Yes, and then that means if you do it again, I have every right to go upside your head, and I told your pale mayonnaise ass not to say that, and you did it anyway, so now I get to slap you upside your head.
And this is why they get beat up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, you know the dude who got hit with that twisted T?
Yeah, he was like, where you from? Going,
where you from, N-word? Where you from? Where you from? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Keep on saying that. You know, and he's like, look, don't call me that no more. He was like, where you? He told him, I'm from here. He's like, well, you stupid, N-word. You stupid. Oh, we always say that word. He basically trying to tell him, like, we say that. We all say that. You know what I'm saying? I got, for you know, you can go the whole little spiel. I got black friends, a black girlfriend, baby mama, whatever the case may be.
I don't give a fuck.
Relatives. You can even have black relatives. Do that make you entitled to say that word?
No.
In any way, shape, or form?
No, because then I can assume if I had the mindset of most ignorant people, and if I just assumed out of the bag all white people are racist and fuck you, KKK, they will feel some type of goddamn way if I said that shit.
What about Negro?
No.
Not even Negro? You can't say Negro, baby.
The South. You used to always say...
You know
say,
how to say that, right?
Bitch, just kidding. Let me stop.
Well, I'm going to actually play that real quick. It was a funny skit with Batman, Wonder Woman, and a couple of superheroes that was talking about the Negro solstice. Let's check this out, dog. This is kind of humorous. Hold on. Let's listen.
What were you up for?
I don't know. Some shit called Negro solstice.
Negro solstice, bitch. You know how to fuck to say that shit, right?
So, what is Negro solstice?
Negro. Negro, baby. Hey, y'all be trying to find new ways to get y'all ass beat. What is wrong with y'all?
Okay, what is Negro solstice?
I don't like that either. Just say solstice.
All right, so let's...
The rare celestial event where Jupiter and Saturn will align so closely, it'll look like a double planet phenomenon. This will also cause the Earth to have its maximum tilt away from the sun. These events will allegedly give the black population on Earth super abilities.
Yo, what the fuck are you saying?
Man,
what the fuck just came out this guy's mouth like? I must fell asleep standing up and
basically,
shit.
Basically, niggas about to get powers, and niggas with powers about to get more powers.
Thank you. What the fuck you been just saying?
Man, I got no clue why this nigga with no powers talking about powers. This shit is stupid.
I don't have any powers to know about power.
I mean, you ain't gotta have sex to call yourself a prostitute.
What?
But I mean, it helps.
You know what? I'm fucking tired. What's that?
Shit is happening.
That's funny as
hell. That was funny how the black dude called Batman a nigga, though. He's like, this nigga with no bars talking about niggas with powers. So we could call a white person nigga?
It sounds dumb when I think about it.
Right. This is what I'm getting to. So what about the Negroes that called white people niggas? Like, say, you my nigga. You white, but you my nigga. How you feel about that?
I would say everybody ain't your people. Ain't your friend. Even with us looking like one another, because we will sell each other out quickly.
Dude, this is how a lot of this shit got started. You got a lot of black people who's continually to embrace that term and also embrace that term dealing with other races. If you got an Asian friend, you'd be like, what's up, nigga? Nigga, 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 nigga. And they grew up in the hood. They say nigga, 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 too. So they back and forth like, okay, what's up, my nigga? Yeah, nigga, what's up, nigga? You know what I'm saying? All that stuff. You know what I'm saying? What you think about that?
I mean, I knew people who grew up in with being the only white person. I never heard him say that shit ever in fucking life. And I've been around that motherfucker like 6-7 years. He'd be like, nah, don't call me. He's like, I'm cool, but can y'all not call me that? He don't like it. So I would ever be like, hey, so-and-so, my nigga, because I know he doesn't like that.
You know what my white friend used to say? Instead of using the N-word, he'd say, what's up, brother? How you doing, my brother?
Okay, that's
what's up, my peoples? How y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? And he grew up around black people all his life. I never once before he died, even never used the N-word. So it's possible. Even when people call him the N-word in a term of endearment, because that's what it is, an endearing term towards each other as black people. That's what it was originally for. And even if they accepted him, as we all did, you know, around us, he still never made that reciprocal. Even if some people came to him and said, what's up with you, my man? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He still refused to say the word. So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Just because you embrace our culture don't mean you for us, because I had to got into it.
You know, he may be embedded in the culture, you know?
I had to go in on somebody on Facebook and they had me blocked to this day. I said something to the degree of, black people need to love each other and we need to stop going to the other motherfucker to have children and build a strong... Oh, you're teaching your children how to be racist. I'm like, self-love is supposed to be racist. I said, just because you sit on black D, bitch, don't mean you know are struggling. You're very fucking rude to niggas, period. Mm-hmm. So shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck how black your baby is.
Yeah.
You don't treat us right and you're a bitch.
Yeah.
So fuck you and what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Every time... I talk about self-love. I think someone just blocked me on Facebook because I put black love. And then she was like, we're all human. I said, no, everybody's not. And just because I choose to love my culture, why are you fucking tripping?
Right.
And get mad. Why are you mad? Bitch, I don't give a fuck how tan you are as a Hispanic. That don't make you my people, period.
Mm-hmm.
But when I talk about self-love, motherfuckers always get angry, but any other culture could say they love each other, and it's always a problem when I say something. I said, I don't give a fuck if you mad.
Yeah, all you was talking about was embracing black love.
I didn't say F the white man. I didn't say F Hispanics. I just said we need to have self-motherfucking love, and I will always continue to post that.
Do you feel it's fair that other races want to talk about the struggle? Because we all, as different ethnic groups, had some struggles or something that was going on. You know, the Jews had their thing, Asians, even Caucasians, you know. But do you think that's fair if they bring up their heritage and say, hey, man, we went through this and this and nobody give a fuck about that. And why y'all got to have a Black History Month and all this other goofy shit?
Well, my thing is, yes, I will agree the Irish went through stuff.
Absolutely.
The Jewish, the Asians, the Indonesian, or Asians, and the Native Americans, or the indigenous black folks. We all went through shit.
But what does that have to do with it?
But us African people have always went through shit worse than any goddamn body.
Africans, indigenous Americans, which are still black people. You know, a lot of people get that shit twisted. And us black people have been hating on each other from the beginning. I mean, we even got some people that's, I know a lot of Moors going to hate this, but we had Moorish people who helped put other Africans in captivity. We've had Moorish people fight against other black people alongside Caucasians. This is facts. You can go check it out and Google it or whatever the case may be. But And then I find it funny that if you have your status as white, is that a thing that was put on them from the Caucasian in which they helped battle against other Africans?
Yes, because I had to tell somebody on Facebook, you need to change your status to white. I'm like, yes. In my family, we have several ethnicities. We have European, we have Hispanic, Native American, and French. Yes, we do. But well, I am not a white woman.
I do have that. I have Nigerian, Kenyan, Dominican, and Scottish.
Yeah.
In my heritage. So.
But I don't care if I was as light as a palm of my hand. I'm going to still address myself as an African woman. So I said, lady, how the fuck does this make sense? And I said, I know for a fact you Moorish people helped Mussolini and Hitler put us in concentration camps for damn near 100 years.
What do you think about Dominicans and Puerto Ricans not acknowledging their roots, their real true roots?
I think it sounds stupid because y'all motherfuckers just got dropped off somewhere else. Like, say if I had a Dominican, Afro-Latina, Indonesian that has more of the African blood in myself, when we all sit in a car, guess what? The cop's going to say, nigger, get out the car.
Why do you feel like a good portion of Africans and Caribbean people feel like that there is a wall between Americans that are indigenous to America, or even Africans of diaspora? Why do you think there's a wall between that and there's a big deal or a big difference, or they feel like we don't accept them or they don't accept us?
Well, I had one African man from Nigeria tell me that I was stupid. I don't know nothing about Africa, but he's going to call the unk I posted demonic. I said, you're in the motherland and you don't know shit. I said, and then he said, well, you niggas didn't come back and get us. I'm like, bro, right now, if I was put in the middle of nowhere and I look at the ocean and I'm 100 miles off, left, right, and everything looks the same. So what, brother? Well, you're still my brother.
You got a Christian base over there in Nigeria. Christianity is spreaded. It's in over 300 countries. You feel me? So they're going to have that mindset. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people feel like if you're going back to your roots, say when that, once people say go back to Africa, wherever the case may be, a lot of Africans these days now don't have a lot of ancestral culture in them either. They've lost that teaching them. Especially where you just said Nigeria.
And they bleach too.
Nigeria is, they act like Americans, to be honest. And they probably a little bit more worse. The women, the men, they all take over that mentality from the Caucasian.
Or, and they love to bleach, and that bleaching your skin could cause your organs like to shut down.
Like they do here. You know, bleaching ain't just here. I mean, you got it. It's pretty tough in Jamaica. It's going on heavy in Africa.
And they think in their mind, white skin is better.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, I said, my grandmother, for example, was what you consider Creole. So she had French. Mm-hmm. And she had, what is it? The other one. And then like Native American, very mm-hmm. pale. Mm-hmm. Pale, like when I was little, I used to think she was white. Like that's how light she was.
Mm-hmm.
And she embraced her culture, and instead of going to lay with maybe a white man, she found the blackest black man, married him to return the melanin back, because I just mm-hmm. said this in my podcast yesterday. Say mm-hmm. if I'm a biracial woman, which I'm half black and white, mm-hmm. I have a baby with a white man that takes more of the African away, and then say our baby has a baby with another white person
mm-hmm.
that takes, so that removes the African blood, period. Mm-hmm. Point blank and period.
All right, let's hear this misunderstanding I was referring to. This is the sound bite about what happened in that store.
Every day. Are you kidding me? Where are you from, nigga? Where are you from? Where are you from? Where the fuck you from, nigga? You from here? Get the fuck out of here, you a clown, nigga. Oh, God, you a clown, nigga. You from here? You a clown. You gonna snap with that?
Ooh. Yeah, you got yours, buddy.
Don't even know the fucking man. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, man, you got yours. You understand?
That's what he's doing.
All day, all every day. Are you kidding me? Where you from, nigga? Where you from? Where you from? Where the fuck you from, nigga? You from here? Get the fuck out of here, you a clown, nigga. Oh, God, you a clown, nigga. You from here? You a clown.
You with that twisted teeth. Smack me, nigga.
Smack me.
Oh, that felt like a brick hit his face.
Now, this has been going on for quite some time. I can find you countless videos where somebody have said the N-I-G-G-E-R and even the N-I-G-G-A, and they don't got their ass whooped. It's almost like an epidemic. It's going to spread it. I don't see two Mexicans get into a fight on World Star and they kept calling each other the N-word, the N-I-G-G-A one. And they was like, what's up, then? What's up? They was calling each other niggas.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And like, it's kind of funny now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Especially people from my age group, we look at videos like that, we start laughing. Not because it's really, like, funny like that, but it's like, it's funny to see how people be referring to themselves as that. So, what if we start calling each other, we reverse it. We trend stuff so much, like, what if we start calling each other Pecker Woods? What up, Wood? We start calling each other Woods. Everybody else is going to start calling each other that. Or say we call each other, what would we say? What's up, my hunky? What's up, my cracker? You know what I'm saying? And we start calling each other crackers instead of the roots back to when we was Nigers. You know what I'm saying? From the Nigers. You know what I'm saying? As Black Kings or whatever. We start embracing the Caucasian thing. Do you think everybody start referring themselves? Is that then? Because everything we do, they copy off of it anyway.
Yep, they sure would. And what's crazy is, being in a certain environment, I find that the Hispanics act like racist white people, but they want to say that nigga word. I was like, I will beat the shit out of you at work. Don't ever say that shit a fucking again, or I will get you fired.
Do you think the solution is beating them up and then they'll stop eventually?
Yeah, because some people are just that damn ignorant. Like, someone could tell me, like, hey, Aset, can you please not say, call me this? And I'm like, fine, you know what I mean? But I'm not going to be an asshole and go, well, I want to fucking say it anyway, so I'm going to call you did it. Like, that's some asshole shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
It's a respect thing. If you already tell them that you don't like it, then they should stop, right?
Right.
Yeah,
because I might get upset. And I might ask someone something real small to keep doing it. You might catch me on a day where I'm tired as hell and you piss me off and I might just go off on you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why people just can't respect somebody. Like, I don't get it. I mean, people want to say they're our culture, but when it comes to the struggle, they're nowhere to be found, or they in deep in their heart. Look at Tekashi 6ix9ine. That pasty bastard be saying nigga and all type of shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's disgusting piece of crap. Just in general.
Mm-hmm.
People that look like him, lighter skin, want to say that shit. And I'm like, I'm not your brother or your motherfucking friend, because in 2 seconds you will call me nigger when you get mad.
Hmm. There you go. See, this is another problem. See, this is why it's going to be a problem. Thank you. You hit exactly where I'm finna go to. Because we embrace this from some of us do, not all of us. I'm not saying like far as me or you or anybody who don't embrace it. I'm saying in general, as people that's of African diaspora or indigenous Americans that are Black. Kind of sometimes embrace these Caucasians to say this word, right? This is the problem. Now, it becomes a problem all of a sudden when we integrate with them. Yes. Far as like having a family, you have a baby mother, a boyfriend, girlfriend. I've heard countless, I can literally say I've heard hundreds of stories of people that have broken up with their significant other from another ethnicity after having a bad argument. We'll have that white or Caucasian man or woman say to the opposite. They have used that derogatory word, N-I-G-G-E-R.
Out of anger, because that's how they felt. Anger. That's how they felt the whole time. But for some reason, I feel that the reason why most Europeans integrate with African people, because they know their bloodline is going to die. They know they want nothing to do with us. Once they get the baby, you a nigga and all that kind of shit.
Right. So I can easily say, hey, you know, we embracing the NIGGA. I went from NIGGA to NIGGER over a millisecond, because now you pissed at me and now you want to call me this and call me that and cut me down and all type of other things. You want to follow up with other insults and all type of adjectives behind that too. And I'm like, wow, I don't see it.
People get their ass whooped, or I find it funny that the Europeans like to call us monkeys. That y'all lips look like animals, y'all look like birds, dogs, and all type of shit. And some of y'all have that blood, that monkey blood in you.
You mean the rhesus monkey blood?
Yes.
And also the canine.
Yep, so I can laugh all day and tell them about they self and shut that shit down, then I'm a bitch then.
Mm-hmm. And the bloodline. Right. We can go into that too, more in depth than that, because I mean that is actually actual fact. So how did we end up getting that put on us though? How do you think that happened?
They probably look at our dark skin, then look at a gorilla, then kind of go,
Yeah, my fellow people all around the world, this is not meant to
degrade,
antagonize, or none of that stuff. We just having some real grown folk conversation about that, and why this word has been so popular. Now, I've seen another brother on Instagram. I'm not going to say his name, but he's known. He embraces people over there in the Philippines and Thailand and all that places where he go travel at, where he mostly lives at. He allows the women to say that word, too. They don't know no better, though.
I'd like boop upside your head. Who the fuck?
Okay, well, what about the people, though, like over there? Like, say they over there, they hear our music. They may not understand it, but they love our music. And they play it in the club. And then they have black people that come over there who don't mind them using the N-word.
See, you got to kind of test your water, because everybody ain't cool with that. Like I said, I could be cool with somebody that don't look like me and me amongst my people. And as soon as he or she be like, nigga.
We do have a lot of Filipinos, however, that are melanated. You know
Manny
what I'm saying?
Manny Pacquiao's son has a melanin. Like,
I haven't seen a melanated son of Pacquiao yet. I've seen Manny Pacquiao's son. He don't look that melanated. I don't know. But there are people right there where he from, exactly. That particular spot where he from, he's from Manila. There are some melanated Filipinos over there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And most Filipinos are melanated, though, for the most part, anyway. You know what I'm saying? Even the ones that's kind of a little bit more paler.
Even Young Bae off of Black Ink Crew, she has melanin, but her son is light as shit, though.
She's from Korea. Yeah. She got a son with a black man, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she's the type to ever use that word in a derogatory form against her or significant other or baby, no matter what. Her BD, I don't think no matter what. I don't know that, because maybe one day they may come out that, oh, she's called me the N-word, the N-I-G-G-E-R word, but I don't know. But you have some that do not do that at all, and you got some that will not say it. They won't say it at all. I don't care. They're like, that's disrespectful. Even back in the war, back in the Vietnam War, they were encouraging the black soldiers to go home. They did not want to fight or kill or do anything against the black soldiers. They had sent letters and posters to the black soldiers say, black man, go home. This is not your war. This is why Muhammad Ali refused to go to Vietnam. He said, hey, these are not my oppressors. I'm not going to sit up here and fight a war for my oppressors against some people who ain't never done shit to me. In so many words, is basically what he said.
Made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
What was that movie Chadwick Boseman was in? It was like the Three Bloods or something, where they went over there.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
That was a good movie.
I know what you're talking about. You know? Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I feel like you said you couldn't go to another part of the world and say some derogatory crap to them in a way amongst your people without a consequence. So why are we so accepting of it? Because I tell people, don't ever say that shit ever to me or I will go upside your damn head. I don't know you like that. I don't like you.
Right.
Don't do it at all, please. But some people, you got to go upside their head because they don't damn listen. You could tell them all day, please, I don't like this because this hurts my feeling. Please, can you please not? And guess what? In a heartbeat, my friend, they will still say it. Or look at the brown boys. They got black baby mamas, but doing messed up crap to people.
Mm-hmm. And the Proud Boys, they actually, I found out a couple of the Proud Boys have black baby mamas.
Look, you looking in court, looking stupid. Because the old man want to be a jerk. But I seen a case that I was familiarizing myself with this black woman was with this European guy. And he was beating the brakes off her. And right after she had her baby, he shot her in the head and buried her. And made it seem like she just came up mysteriously fucking missing.
Mm-hmm.
It was like she was providing because he couldn't keep a job. He was on drugs. And she still stayed with his ass. And now she is no longer here. And her child will never know the mama. Except her oldest child who has a black father.
Let's play another soundbite of another black man who had a problem with a black man talking about what we're talking about right now. And he ended up stealing on another black man because of the argument or whatever. Check this out.
You need to get the fuck out of my business, nigga.
Hey, man.
That's what you need to do. Because I'm getting tired of you keep telling what the fuck I'm doing every time I'm doing something. Cause I'm not finna fake for these pack of wood. Get out of my business.
Okay. Woo.
Man, what you said, you need to get the fuck out of my business, nigga.
Hey, man.
That's what you need to do. Cause I'm getting tired of you keep telling what the fuck I'm doing every time I'm doing something. Cause I'm not finna fake for these pack of wood. Get out of my business.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm.
That's why we need to leave people alone, man.
So, like, how do you feel? How do you feel about... you know, when you have a black person go to bat, so to speak, without them consciously knowing it for a Caucasian, and they have a problem with something that you're saying, because they're not taking it the way the content of the conversation is supposed to go and what you intend to say, and then, you know, they put words in your mouth and assassinate your character in a way by saying that, hey, you just blah, 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 blah. And then you get upset and you end up hitting your fellow brother or your sister dead in the face or in the mouth.
Well, my thing is, to me, right is right and wrong is wrong. And it doesn't matter what color you are. We could be chilling. You could have your friend over here and I can have a white friend. And this person's being just disrespectful and asshole. I'm going to say, like, why are you coming out like that? We're all trying to relax. And if I have to chastise, like, yo, we chill.
You call them people Negropeans.
Yep.
All right, this is Smack Water 790 about the word Negropean.
People so destructive and debilitating over 400 years ago is still so prevalent today, bitch-ass nigga. The Willie Lynch syndrome, cake-ass nigga. That shit there probably more prevalent throughout our own motherfucking people today as it was when they first implemented that shit, cake-ass nigga. And the more and more I think about it, the more I come to grips and turns and come to believe that black folks ain't gonna never get it right, bitch ass nigga, because we all ain't gonna never get on the same page, on one accord, cake ass nigga. And don't get me wrong, the greatest of us done suffered from Willie Lynch syndrome. Martin Luther King, he wanted you to love your master, cake ass nigga. Malcolm, shit, Malcolm had a certain hate for what he considered sellout niggas, bitch ass. You know, sometimes I be in amazement how something that was given to black people so destructive and debilitating over 400 years ago is still so prevalent today, bitch-ass nigga. The Willie Lynch syndrome, cake-ass nigga. That shit there probably more prevalent throughout our own motherfucking people today as it was when they first implemented that shit, cake ass nut. And the more and more I think about it, the more I come to grips and turns and come to believe that black folks ain't gonna never get it right, bitch.
What do you think about that?
Well, he's right, because I still feel the things that Willie Lynch said in the 1700s is still prevalent today. You got this dumb shit, team light skin against dark skin. Oh, light bitches are better than dark skin. I don't like, do you know how fucking dumb you sound? Like, when I was pregnant with my first child, someone said, well, do you want your baby to be light or dark? I'm like, as long as the child is healthy, I don't give a fuck if he's purple or black.
Yep, you get people asking dumb shit like that. Like, but I heard women say dumb shit like that. They'll say some shit like, "I want my baby to be light skinned."
Oh, toxic asses! No, I'm just kidding. Let me stop.
Okay, here's another Caucasian lady. You backhanded her. She actually slapped shit out this black man's hand. Disrespecting and called him the N-word, he back slapped her.
That's what she gets. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's what she gets.
Yeah.
You can't just talk crazy to people just because I be telling people. You may know me at work. You don't know me like that. I could be loony, being crazy like goddamn Joker, and he would never know it because I have to put on a face when I come to work. I always tell people, as long as you're respectful to me, I'll never disrespect you whatsoever. But if you're going to be disrespectful, then I've been starting to give people that damn energy back and they freaking don't like it. Well, then stop being an asshole.
So basically, this is my response when a white person asks me why they can't say the N-word.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man. Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
True.
In my little Boosie voice. Yeah.
But it's, people don't understand, or people, even black folks be saying like, oh, racism doesn't exist. So what did you call lynching? I know about 4 years ago, a biracial child was lynched, or they tried to lynch him in England, and somebody saved his life, a child. We're talking now, black people are still being lynched, or still getting harmed by the police. And we just sit and record. I'm like, not today. I don't give a fuck if I get arrested. You're not going to hurt him. You're being aggressive, and it's not call for it.
Now, and we're going to take you out here with this song. Peace and blessings, everybody. I'm going to show you a little snippet of this song from this beautifully talented young lady.
Alrighty.
About freedom.
Somebody lied, said slavery was abolished back in 1865. Every time I see the news, they just took another life. I guess being black and walking down the street come with a price. Once you wake up in the morning and you suddenly decide that you wanna kill a brother, cause he doesn't matter, right? You a coward, put the gun away, you punk, learn how to fight. Stop with all that nonsense talking, you were fearing for your life. And you always get away with it because your skin white. How you sleep that night just knowing by your head somebody died? I know you don't give a damn, y'all don't have a soul inside. How can you justify this homicide committed in daylight? Say we follow the command, but you say we don't comply. So we try to take a stand, then we are not civilized. We come together like a band, always singing Kumbaya, my lord. I don't understand, cause that ain't never got us far no more. March, time we do something different. Those people are wicked, sick of it. They keep killing us like, what the fuck? Just like our ancestors. Enough! Frustrated, compelled to write about this cause I can't take it. How many more names and faces are gonna be hashtags because of a racist? We're being hunted like cattle as if we got a bullseye on our backs. Using us as target practice, and it's the ones in uniforms and badges who's supposed to be serving and protecting our asses. Not killing us because of our blackness. Sentence and they work for less than minimum wage. Ain't no until we don't exist. Colonizers, you infect the planet and you got me pissed. Trying to rewrite history, don't you see who really built the shit? Brick by brick, here you come, claiming that it's yours. You destroying it, pay us